Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. I'm glad, so glad to be actually back with you. Not so much from the tapes, but from me. I'm so glad to be able to speak to you again of the scripture readings that bring us life. If we really pay attention to them, they themselves, the Word of God is living. It's active. And I know that Pope Francis just released at the end of September a motu proprio that I think we're going to talk about in the next week. But let me just say, if you can get a copy of it, you can if you go online, you can make a copy of it. Just put in Pope's latest apostolic letter and you'll be able to get a copy of it that way. But I really want to speak to you about that. But today, we're going to take a look at the first reading from Romans chapter 1 to 7. And I'm going to tie it into the feast here in a few minutes. But let's take a look, first of all, at the reading of St. Paul to the Romans chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised previously through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel about his Son, descended from David according to the flesh, but established as Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness through resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. It's quite a sentence, but what I want to say right now, he was called to be an apostle, and he was set apart to preach the gospel, and he wants to acclaim to the whole world who the Son of God is, the Holy Spirit of holiness. Dear brothers and sisters, do we have any idea of the gift that we have received through baptism? Do we have any idea of the gifts we really receive from confirmation, from our first communion? Do we really grasp God is giving all of himself to us? Are we in return giving all ourselves to him? That's not easy. That's not easy. There is in us a free will, so that it is from us. And we've been given that gift of a free will. We could reject God. But neither you nor I want to do that. And if at any time we have, let's return to him with a whole heart. He is the Son of God through the resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, we have received the grace of apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the Gentiles, among whom are you also, who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. It doesn't mean that every word out of your mouth has to be a word from Scripture, but is your life oriented toward him, toward pleasing God, toward thanking God for what he's done for you? When you're in trouble, when you're in difficulty, do you turn to him first? Those are the kinds of questions we want to ask ourselves. The Scripture says, through him, we have received the grace of apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the Gentiles, among whom are you also who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. I read that again because, brothers and sisters, we need to know we belong. We are part of the family of God. And that's true. That's reality. We take our orientation, we take our direction from God, from his word, from the Mass. We take our direction in all of the difficult circumstances we encounter. We're called, as the Scripture says here, we are called to be holy. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. You might well say, well, I'm not holy. Well, God wants us to be, and it is his Spirit that will help us to be. Every day spend time with God's Word. Every day if you can go to Holy Mass, and I've said this to you before, every day if you can, because the world is meeting many different problems right now, and we shouldn't be just bemoaning and groaning about them. We should actually be taking action as God's children. We should be taking action. The psalm response says, the Lord has made known his salvation. And that's what we want to do. We want to make his salvation known. In the sight of the nations, he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. So let's sing to the Lord a new song. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song. Sing praise. That's what we want to be able to do, brothers and sisters. Don't harden your heart and say, well, I prayed, I asked God for this, and it didn't happen, because God knew better what you needed, and you didn't know that yet. Wait on him. I know many times a day I go to the Lord and say, Lord, help me with this, or help me with that. In all my recovery from the strokes, help me with that. Help me to grow. Help me to grow closer to you. Help me to grow more confident in you. Help me to trust you more deeply. God wants to give us those graces. We all have to ask for them. Cry out to God. Ask for his help and he will give it to you. But you say, oh, I prayed and God didn't do anything. God didn't do what I wanted. There you are. God didn't do what I wanted. Perhaps what you were asking for was not God's plan. But ask according to his will. Would you help us with this problem or that difficulty or that challenge? Or just, Lord, receive our praise to you. Receive our gratitude to you for all that you have done for the people of God. And then just ask him what your needs are. Lord, what do you say is most important in my needs? What do you say is most important that I think I need so badly? But tell me, show me. I pray, Lord, I pray that I may live according to your will. And if you're in doubt what his will is, just say that. I want to live according to your will. Show me, help me, teach me. And he will do so. And then the gospel today is the gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 29 to 32. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, this generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Brothers and sisters, we want all kinds of signs. We want all kinds of help. But what we have to say to the Lord, as I mentioned to you before, what we have to say to the Lord is, Lord, what's your will? And then give God some time to answer. He'll show you in the next day, the next week. It'll become clear how he wants you to pray. Just ask him and have a heart open to him. Have a heart that's free from serious sin. If not, go to confession before you try to figure out what you're supposed to do. Turn to the Lord. Rely on him, and he will help you. The gospel again, I read this portion, while still more people gathered in the crowd. Jesus said to them, this generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. Remember, Jonah tried to flee. He tried to run away from God. God deposited him in the belly of a whale for a few days. He lived, but he was encased in a whale to ask to seek the Lord. Brothers and sisters, let's not have to go that far. Let's be more docile. Let's be more teachable than that. Let's ask God, make me more teachable. Help me. He will. He loves to hear from you. You could pray to him every hour of the day, and he would never grow tired of hearing your voice, your needs, your hopes, your dreams. He wants to hear all of that from you. Whatever is bothering you, especially or hard for you, bring it to him. Bring it to him daily. You can say, oh, I asked God. Yeah, I asked him. I needed this or I needed that. Did you spend time before the Lord saying, show me, teach me, help me to know your will? Here in the gospel, it says, Again, while still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah." I read that, and I'm repeating it. Think about that again. Think, ponder that in your own life. Has God sent you signs that you've ignored because you wanted something else? Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here, infinitely greater. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah, they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here. The very God that we adore, the very God sent his only Son to live and suffer and die for us. Every one of us, God is seeking us. Jesus does not want to give a sign except that of Jonah. Jonah was a prophet who was sent to preach outside Israel in Nineveh, capital of the Assyrians, who were bitter enemies of the covenant. This unexpected mission teaches Jonah about God's ardent desire to call those who are distant, sometimes that's us, those who are distant, to announce his forgiveness to the unbelievers, to save them through penance and conversion. That's our call, brothers and sisters. The church is on mission. Magnificat magazine has some very fine articles for this month that I really encourage you to read. But that's where we want to be, Lord. We want to be in close union with him as much as we can, and to his teaching, and to his word, to his promises to us. I've said this to you again before, but I want to repeat it. Do you have a Bible in your home? Do you have a Bible in your home? You need to. Everyone. We can all use it within the home, but a Bible in the home. There are children's Bibles. If you have small children, they may find helpful as an introduction to Scripture. But I want to say to us as adults, daily read some few verses from the Scripture. If you want to follow the readings of the Mass, you can do it that way. Or you can just start from the beginning, from the book of Genesis, and read the Bible. Read a chapter a day. Ponder. This is God's living word. It has power to change you. It's not like reading any other book. This book has power. And I really want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, to take a long look at it. Father Chaminade, who was a Jesuit priest, he was a Jesuit missionary to North America. He said he was seeking to love God. He was seeking to follow God. He said, "I could have poured out to the Holy Spirit in order to obtain my burning desire, begging him to sanctify an immense number of the faithful to whom I could unite myself in order to love and honor my God." May God bless you abundantly. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.